You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Take a stand. Members of the House of Representatives had to vote yay or nay on the bailout yesterday. Most of them voted nay. Are you taking a stand on the bailout?
Yeah, this is Tony from Hawthorne, New Jersey. I really don't care about the credit crunch for the federal government. These insurance companies and Wall Street charge 22 to 25% for their credit cards and take big bonuses home and live in these fancy homes. And now the taxpayer, the middle class, has to bail them out.
Pro, con, or just nan. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
Clearly, for when it comes to bailing out Wall Street, it is high on the minds of politicians who are working their way through these troubled times. That re-election for many is just, well, it's just 5 weeks away, or I should say voting is just 5 weeks away. Of course, they're hoping they're going to get re-elected. And among the groups that many Republicans in particularly keep an eye on are evangelicals. They've been a key Republican voting group, and polls show that Republican John McCain scored major points with this group when he chose his running mate, Sarah Palin, who has been raised in this Christian tradition. For a look at the traditions and some other thoughts, evangelical leader and author Lisa Sharon Harper joins us. She just wrote a book called Evangelical Does Not Equal Republican... or... Democrat. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us this morning.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Among other things that we're going to talk about, first we were going to think a little bit about some of the language that you say you can clearly see in the way that Republicans particularly campaign, code words that are very attractive to the evangelical community. You want to explain a little bit to us about that?
Sure. Actually, you know, Republicans, let's go back a little bit. Evangelicals, we are not associated with any one party. We are not connected to a party. We are a religious group. And actually, to align with a political party is to commit idolatry, actually, according to our faith. Political parties don't exist to further the kingdom of God. They exist to further themselves. So when the Republican Party really courts evangelicals, they do use buzzwords. They use words like faith and axis of evil. And, for example, when Palin did her speech at the convention, the Republican convention, she talked about she set up a situation where Obama was the adversary. And she set up a situation where he was the adversary of justice. And John McCain was the one who actually put forward justice because he was the war hero. These are the kinds of things. It's that adversarial relationship is necessary in order to galvanize a collective action movement.
We actually have a bit of sound from Sarah Palin in her interview with Katie Kirks. Let's listen, and then you can tell us what you think.
Okay.
It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America, where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border.
So rearing his head.
Yes, exactly. That's a great example. I mean, basically.
So that incomprehensible phrase is actually very much understandable to some.
It's a phrase that sets up an adversarial relationship. Mm-hmm. We now see it's actually ominous. He's rearing his head over the borders. And
struggle between good and evil kind of thing.
Exactly. And the thing about it is that Palin is a daughter of the religious right. I mean, she grew up with the religious right. She supported Pat Robertson in his bid for the presidency. And John McCain knew that in order to win this election, he needed to galvanize a collective action movement. And no one does collective action like the religious right.
I was going to say, you started off saying that the evangelicals are not automatically aligned with a party, but the Republican Party has done a really good job of courting evangelicals, but not only that, representing some of the social issues that evangelicals care about most.
That's true. And they've done it through framing and themes. So what they do is they frame the situation through language, symbols, images that really do connect to evangelicals in their everyday faith life. So, for example, the axis of evil is a really big one, you know, from Bush. But even with Palin, in her convention speech, she set up this adversarial relationship with Obama by talking about him as one who doesn't respect, you know, the small town person. Well, you know, the small town person who connects with her is going to be most often, it's going to be the fundamentalist, the evangelical. Well, he doesn't respect their faith. She even mentioned that, I think, at one point in her speech. So when
you say it's not lost on the Democrats, or at least not this time around, that you sent some of that same language even when Obama is speaking.
Well, it's a typical political thing. You have to, and both of them are trying to galvanize collective action movements. You have to set up an injustice frame. You have to set up an adversarial frame, and you have to use themes that connect with the era.
Here's a bit of Obama. Tell me what you think of this. Mm-hmm.
This is a final verdict on 8 years of failed economic policies promoted by George Bush, supported by Senator McCain.
So that rings familiar to you in terms of the framework you're talking about?
Exactly, because what he's done is he has connected, well, he's set up the obvious adversary is George Bush. George Bush, it's his fault. But McCain voted with George Bush 90% of the time. So therefore, McCain then becomes, by proximity, the adversary.
Is that to say that evangelicals don't like the idea of compromise and consensus, these sort of core values of democracy that they're pretty much looking for, either or, black and white, good and evil?
Yes, it is to say that. And I think that what's interesting is that when you look at the themes that have like surfaced in these two campaigns, the difference between the two candidates is striking. What you see in McCain is you see a very, very definite and old school appeal to the America First theme and an appeal to the self-reliance, the theme of self-reliance. These are two huge themes within evangelical culture. I think that's where you find it more than anything, the connection.
Last question, Lisa. Who are you supporting? You want to share that with us?
No. What I will say this, and this is what I say to the people. I am executive director of New York Faith and Justice here in the city, and I, you know, wrote this book, Evangelical Does Not Equal Republican or Democrat. And what I say to everyone is, to be evangelical does not mean to align with a party. And in fact, I don't care if you're a Democrat or if you're a Republican. What I want is, if you're a Democrat, be a prophetic Democrat. Be one that calls your party to align with the values that Jesus has, and what he really aligns with is the poor. If you're going to be Republican, align with Jesus, who aligns with the poor.
And I guess the real question is, how many millions of people will this be persuasive for as we get to the election? Because in many ways, groups can be decisive if they come out in sufficient numbers.
And we're going to have to leave it there. But Lisa Sharon Harper, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And visiting with us. She's the author of Evangelical Does Not Equal Republican or Democrat and the executive director of New York Faith and Justice.